Blog Talk Radio.
Once you hear that voice, you'll never forget it. And of course, unfortunately, we lost that voice that week, this week, actually yesterday. The news came in that Leon Redbone had passed away, and I just felt that I needed to do a show tonight in remembrance of Leon Redbone. Now, of course, Doc is here with me, and yes you are at Carl's Cavern. But Doc is here. Say hello, Doc.
Good evening, everyone. How is everybody? And how are you, Carl?
Oh, it's been an interesting day, but I am here, and we are here to talk about Leon Redbone. Now, I have a question to ask you. Had you ever heard of him before or heard his music before?
I have heard another rendition of this song done by somebody else, but I've never heard the original done by Leon. And I'll be honest with you, when you mentioned Leon Redbone, I automatically thought of, you know, the group Redbone, who did the song Louisiana Witch Queen. So right. I didn't know about Leon himself until now. And I've heard his songs done by other people, but not his original. And he does
have a very
unique voice.
Let's make this clear. He didn't do any originals. Okay. And I'll get into that in a moment. All the songs he did date from the 1920s and 1930s, and even before, into the 1800s. It's very interesting. I'm going to preface this. So, when in 1972, my folks moved to Bradford. We bought a music store, and we bought this wonderful Victorian house. And about 6 months into living there, somebody came to us and gave us an old Victrola. Now, my sister looked at it like it's mine. This is mine. We had a bunch of old 78. So I would play these, and I would start to collect 78s. At one point, I had over probably 5,000 78s. And you had a lot of what they call, the ragtime, the jumps, and things like that from the 1910s and 1920s and 1930s. And that, done by Dixieland bands and so on and so forth. And they were all these standards, like Polly Wally Doodle All Day and Champagne Charlie, which you'll hear later. And a lot of them were done by singers. One of them was Vaughn Monroe. Can't really remember the other ones. But Vaughn Monroe was a popular singer back then. And so now go further, and it's 1975, and Saturday Night Live comes on, and their second musical guest is this guy in an ice cream white suit with shades and a mustache. Just sits down with a guitar and plays Polly Wally Doodle All Day. Now, this is the mid-70s. Okay, this is Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. This is, Traffic. This is all that type of stuff. And suddenly there's this guy playing this music from the 1920s, and the audience goes wild. In fact, Leon has the crown of how many appearances he had on Saturday Night Live. He had 4 in total.
Awesome.
Nobody has more than
that's
4.
That's awesome.
He had 2 in the first season. 2 in
nice.
The first season. And the thing is, it's like, where did he come from? Seriously, he's like a time traveler. He's not from this universe. It's not that he was odd, he just had this wonderful persona that was just out of place and out of time. Because if you remember the 70s, you're getting past all the civil rights and that sort of thing, the Vietnam War, and we're all kind of pissed off that the dream didn't work, and suddenly there's this guy that goes way, way back, and you just like forget all your troubles. And you just listen to him. And he wasn't the only one. Certainly Ry Cooder did some of that, Randy Newman. But they were more focused on the blues than that. This was more ragtime and more the popular music, the more I hate to say it, but white music of the time, not the race music. And just wonderful stuff. And once you listen to him, you can't stop listening to him. And it was really, really cool. And so, coming from a musical background, I had listened to all this stuff on 45, on 78. My mom had given me a bunch of albums that were a history of American music. And so I got to know all the ragtime and the UB Blake stuff and all this. And this is what he played. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful escape. And that's the way I always felt about Leon, that if I wanted to escape something, that's who I would play. Because it was just wonderful. Now, you've listened to the music today as you downloaded it. What's your thought on music talk?
It's very calming. It makes you feel like blue skies out in the field with the clouds floating by with friends. It just it's feel good music that just triggers a smile. I know that sounds really strange, but I mean, you know, there's some tunes that you just listen to that just like warm the cockles of your heart.
Maybe the subtitles.
This is it.
Never mind.
Nice. Very, very good.
Thank you, Dennis Leary. Anyway, you know, the thing is, you know what I think of? I think of the town square with a little bandstand, right? And a nice or six. You know, and do you remember the old Twilight Zone episode about Willoughby? And the guy wants to go back to Willoughby, and he's daydreaming on, and it's this old, you know, 1910, 1920s town with the bandstand, and everybody's out there, you know, having a great time and so on and so forth. That's what it is. That's what Leon represented to me. Something like Willoughby. You know, a way to escape, a way to get away and think of innocence, because that's really, you know, what it was about. Now, you come up to the next song, maybe it's not so innocent, but it's of its time. And I think right now we should play Champagne Charlie.
All right. Champagne Charlie coming right up. I think the volume should be good. So here is Leon Redbone with Champagne Charlie. It's a little bit low.
There you go.
I went to see a young lady. I've been there before. Her shoes and stockings in her hands and her feet all over the floor. Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name. By golly, and roguing and stealing is a game. Did you the deep bubble down? By the deal I know. I went down to Louisville. I've been there before. Got kicked in a Bobby fat mule, and I ain't going back no more. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. By golly, and roguing and stealing is a game. Da da da. Oh, da da da. She put me out of an old big truck, and I ain't going back no more. Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name. By golly, and roguing and stealing is game. De-da-da. Oh, da-da-da. I got drunk last night, all the night before. I ain't gonna get drunk no more. I ain't gonna. Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name. By golly, and roguing and stealing this game. Da da da. Oh, da da da.
Now, isn't that a fun song?
It is. And, you know, you won't believe what it makes me think of. And I'll explain why it makes me think of this. It makes me think of Disneyland or Disney World, the one that's down in Florida, and a jungle excursion tour attraction. Because during the the time that this attraction was taking place, that was supposed to be like the 1920s, 1930s, they play like a lot of music that sounded like this. It's almost like a ragtime with the trumpets and the guitars and just, and it works so well. And and people are going to say, Doc, how could you do this? I actually have the full soundtrack loop of the Jungle Adventure, and it's got a whole bunch of different ragtime songs like Filthy Lucre and all sorts of stuff that sounds so much like this. And it's really cool, and it's a fun vibe to it. No matter what, it's fun.
Oh, yeah. Now, I have another question. What about that voice?
He has, forgive me on this one. He has an old man mushmouth voice, which just works for this music. Seriously.
Okay, so.
My mama
don't
call me.
Yeah, absolutely. You got it down, okay? So.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to give you a little bit of background, and I'm going to go through the obituary here and read a little bit about him. But he was born in Tunisia and emigrated to Canada, and he started in the Canadian folk in like the late 60s, early 70s. And then went into New York. And it was there that Bob Dylan heard him and became a big fan and a big proponent of his and helped him get a record contract with Warner Brothers. Now, and so somebody asked Dylan, well, what, you know, how old is he? You know, like, I have no idea. He's anywhere from about 20 to 60. I stand right next to him. I have no clue. None. So he played with that. And so, you know, he basically, so let me give you something. He did, I told you about Saturday Night Live. He's also known for singing the themes for TV's Mr. Belvedere and Harry and the Hendersons. And he also contributed a duet of Baby It's Cold Outside with Zooey Deschanel for Elf. He also voiced the animated character Leon the Snowman for the film. He retired
Oh, nice.
in 2015, citing unspecified health concerns, and hadn't played since then. So when he passed away, a post on his website confirming his death, and it read like this. It is with heavy hearts we announce that early this morning, May 30th, 2019, Leon Redbone crossed the Delta for that beautiful shore at the age of 127. He departed our world with his guitar, his trusty companion Rover, and a simple tip of the hat. He's interested to see what Blind Blake, Emmett, and Jelly Roll have been up to in his absence, and has plans for a rousing sing-along number with Sari Barabbas, an eternity of pouring through text in the library of Ashurbanipal will be a welcome repose, perhaps followed with a shot or two of whiskey with Lee Morse, some long-overdue discussions with his favorite uncle, Supaliuma of the Hittites, his fans, friends, and loving family, who have already been missing him so in this realm, says, oh, behave yourself. Thank you and good evening, everyone. That was on his website. Now, how cool is that?
Very cool. And, you know, when you first said 127 years old, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Then I see the sense of humor and love for life in that obituary right there. So I don't know if 127 is actually this is
no,
true age.
No, it's not. He had a... He was probably, well, he was 69, okay? He was definitely 69.
Mm-hmm.
But there was this, but the whole point was that he had this persona. And this persona was what he brought to the world. His own personal life was very, very sheltered. But when you saw him, there was this, you know, he was either in a dark suit or an ice cream white suit. He always had the sunglasses, always had the hat. And just, if you ever saw him play, and you can watch him on YouTube, there's a number of live things on YouTube. He just sits there. And he just plays. And he just sings. There's no, you know, movement, anything. He's just there, and it's just what comes out of him, that voice. That voice is like steeped in whiskey and cigars. Seriously. You know.
Yeah.
And a voice that's so much different. I mean, when, you know, I love singer-songwriters. Right? And I love, you know, Harry Nilsson, who had an incredible voice. Love Loudon Wainwright. Love Randy Newman, who has one of the worst voices, but most wonderful voices in the world. And in a lot of ways, Randy Newman and Leon are connected that way, but Leon has a much better singing voice. But the thing is, it's all about your persona and what you do. And by choosing these old ragtimey songs, it was a way to transport not only the listener, but him into another era. And to me, it's like he was born way too past where he should have been. And so when he realized that, he made a persona so he could travel back to where he wanted to be. And I think it's a wonderful thing. And you know, as I said, there were other musicians like Ry Cooder and Randy Newman who also reached back to old songs. But nobody did it like him, and nobody did the ragtime like him. You know, and so that's a wonderful thing. And while we're doing that, let's play the blues number I have set up for him. Why don't you introduce that for us, Doc?
Okay. Oh, sounds like you've got quite the noises over there. Up next is Desert Blues by Leon Redbone. And I'm just adjusting the volume a little bit. We're going to start out low and move up if we need to. So here is the Desert Blues.
Way out on the windswept desert, where nature favors no man, buffalo found his brother at rest on the sun-baked sand. He said, my brother, what ails you? The sickness got you this way. His brother never said, 'cause his brother was dead, been dead since away last May.
Oh, did he, so did he, I hope that over he.
Ba 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 Way out on the windswept desert, I heard a ninja move. I left my tent, I knew what it meant, and I swore I'd never more roam. It was dawn when I reached St. Pete. My legs were saving me so. I must have lost 50 pounds on that hot desert ground, and I'd lose it many more. Oh, dilly, dolly, oh, dilly, dolly.
Okay, if that doesn't put a smile on your face, nothing will.
I agree. Oh man, it took me twice listening of the song going, wait a second, he's making trumpet noises too, and you're
yes,
that's fantastic.
I was just about
that's
to go
fantastic.
There. Yeah,
go for it.
And that's a song that dates from the 1920s. The instrumental version was done by the original Dixieland band. The vocal version, I'm not so sure of. But again, there's just this playfulness and innocence about this. And then the yodeling in the middle of it, which is his own thing. It's just like, that always makes me smile and laugh. And that's the whole thing. You know, there's something about, you know, just making you enjoy yourself. The funny thing is, okay, so he comes in and starts in the 70s. And he keeps going and well into the 80s and that. But I remember being, you know, working at the radio station at college, and I would play some of this stuff, you know, and I get some feedback. But the coolest thing about it is this was a guy who was doing something that nobody else was doing. His biggest popular songs were in the late 70s, early 80s, right during the punk era. Okay? And listen, I love my punk, you know, but I played this along with it. And the thing is, he's the only one doing it. He's doing his own thing. If that ain't punk, nothing is. You know, he didn't change. He was going to do what he did, and he made a niche for himself, and I think it's one of the great things, and it's one of the great legacies he's left us. And just like anything else, you know, it's an introduction to music that can intrigue you, can make you feel differently, and hopefully will make people look back at the music of the 20s and 30s and the 1910s and really appreciate it. And you know what? It's part of our history. And for that, I think what he did was absolutely fantastic. And so, you know, here it is, Leon. This show, it's for you. And you know what? So is this bud. I should have pulled this before the show. But there was a series of ads in the 80s for Budweiser beer that he did with original music. It was freaking awesome. He was in a couple of films, but his legacy will always be the music. And the thing is, you have these, he had made this persona. So he didn't want to talk about himself. He didn't want to really let people know who he was. And so there's a song we're going to end up tonight. This is going to be a short show, folks. But we're going to end up with a song which is sort of the antithesis of what he wanted, because he didn't want anyone to talk about him once he died. But you know what? Not only are we going to talk about him, we're going to remember Leon from this day forward. And Leon, I don't give a shit what you say. I'm going to talk about you after you're dead. Why don't you introduce the last song, Doc? And listen, again, thank you for everyone listening, either live or listening later. We do have a couple shows coming up. First, what are you doing on Sunday?
Well, actually, on Saturday, I'm going to be doing the Doc Sargis Toxic Cinema review show, movie review show, because I was supposed to do that Tuesday, then something happened on Wednesday. It turned kind of messy because of a technical error. I'm not going to say on whose end, but something did happen. On Sunday, we are still working on that for the moment.
Okay.
I have to get in contact with everybody, but it's definitely going to be Godzilla or something. Oh, yes, I remember now. I'm sorry. We are doing Giant Monsters in Mayhem, or any type of Monsters in Mayhem, to celebrate the release of the new Godzilla movie that just came out this weekend. Actually, yesterday.
And are you going to see that this weekend, Doc?
I'm going to try my best. I can't guarantee it because of how crazy things have been this week, but I'm going to try my best. So, I'm actually going to, I have enough time to get down to the drive-in movie theater here down the road and watch it 9:05. So it should be okay. I'm going to try my best.
There you go. There you go. So Thursday, Chrissy will have a show, and then next Friday starts my, month-long, series on LGBTQ history. It's the 50th anniversary of Stonewall, and for the first show we're going to be talking about the history with a gentleman by the name of Richard Wandel, who also is a very close friend of mine. I've known him for over 40 years, we're going to be talking about the history and that. Then subsequent shows will be about film and music and the legacy and where do we go from here. So those are going to be my four shows in June. We'll also have some announcements of various things that are happening in New York and such. So that's what we're going to do on in June for Carl's Cavern. So anyway, getting back to Leon, as I said previous to the announcements, Leon, we are going to talk about you after you're dead. And we'll continue to remember you and the music you introduced to us, that wonderful sense of innocence and whimsy and humor that you had. So, Doc, why don't you take us out with the last song and announce it, please?
All right. This is Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone by Leon Redbone. And it's definitely a fitting tribute, even though he doesn't want us to talk about him. We still are going to anyway. So there. Okay. So, here we go. Thank you. Okay, that was a little strange. Here we go. My apologies, everybody. We had technical difficulty, but here we go. This is... song. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Leon, we're going to talk about you. We're going to remember you. And God bless you for your music. Thank you very much for listening, folks. Thank you, Doc, for everything.
It was a pleasure.
And
I love
it. I know you do.
Yes.
I know you do. So, good night, everyone. Thank you for listening.